This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Andrews. Today we're going to have a lot of different topics, but the main one is we're going to talk about Morehead State University.
I appreciate it, Jason. You know, there's so much going on at the university today. It's so positive in terms of how we're impacting the future students on our campus with new building projects and the like, and how we're partnering with the community. Some exciting things in the arena of space science. So I hope we can touch on all of those as we chat.
And we'll begin after this.
The Office of Career Services at Morehead State University works to bring employers and prospective employees together, partnering with students, faculty, staff, and employers to prepare MSU students for the global workforce. Whether you're looking for a full-time employee or a part-time student intern, MSU Career Services will connect your business with qualified candidates. Contact the MSU Office of Career Services for more information, 606-783-2233, online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
The Center for Regional Engagement at Morehead State University promotes education, community building, health and wellness, economic and entrepreneurial development. The CRE coordinates Morehead State's regional engagement partnerships, which enhance the quality of life in East Kentucky. Community engagement, civic leadership, service learning, and volunteerism are key components to its mission. More information on MSU's Center for Regional Engagement is available online at moreheadstate.edu/engagement or by calling 606-783-9327.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And a lot of things seems like year by year it just keeps on growing here at Morehead State University. We want to take some time out and talk about different areas of Morehead State University and different things going on that people may not, if they're not on campus or read the local paper or read the daily papers around, may not know about. And you know, you're very proud of the work the Space Science Center, Dr. Ben Malpris, Bob Twiggs, who Ben Malpris calls the rock star of space science.
Right.
And they've been doing great work since they opened just a few years ago, and they have a beautiful building on campus. But, you know, that's one example of what you can get education-wise at Morehead State University.
Yeah, the space science program, Jason, as we've mentioned before, is one of only four baccalaureate programs in the United States of America. It's located in Morehead, Kentucky, and housed in a $16 million state-of-the-art facility. We have some of the very best faculty, and you mentioned Professor Twiggs. He's the rock star of CubeSats. He invented them. These are miniature satellites that are now storming the marketplace because they're inexpensive to build, and they can be designed for a variety of functions. We just were awarded a $7.9 million NASA grant, partner with Lockheed Martin, to develop CubeSat approach that's going to go to the moon, and those CubeSats are going to be looking for water ice, which is a really very, very important and interesting idea. You can't have life without water, and so these CubeSats will be designed to look for water ice. That's pretty exciting.
You know, one of the things that has impressed me with the Space Science Center is if you're at a high school in our 22-county region, next year you could be working on something that's going to the moon or into space.
Well, it's very true, Jason. When you think about it, we have some of the finest science going on here anywhere in the country around space and space initiatives, and we're attracting some of the very best high school students to Morehead State University. These are top performing students in our area high schools, and we want all of the students from throughout the region to understand what the potential is here. It recently was announced that in partnership with the Mayo Clinic, Professor Twiggs has been working with some local students to design some experiments around this thing called exomedicine, and I want to come back to that theme, but this is really a high-altitude balloon experiment which will carry up to the edge of lower space some experiments, and the whole goal there is to see how they can be returned to Earth intact. The students and the faculty are deeply interested in the subject matter because they're just doing what they love to do. We have quite a few women in the space science program, and I'm a strong advocate for women in science, and I want these very smart women out in the region that love science to know there is a place for you at Morehead State University in space science or biomedical sciences, whatever your area of interest is. But Jason, let me just talk for a minute about this new field of study called exomedicine. This is a really, really important idea. And here's the idea. There's some basic research that would indicate that human cells perform differently in space where there's zero gravity as compared to on Earth. In fact, some may have read recently or saw on television two brothers, one a retired astronaut and his brother who's a current astronaut. They're identical twins, and one of them is going up to the International Space Station to spend a year, and his brother is going to be here on Earth. And they're going to compare changes over time with their body structure and their cells, one in zero gravity and one on Earth. So exomedicine is about trying to understand how cells behave differently in zero gravity. That could have tremendous implications for medical science and how we treat sick people in the future. And Morehead State is on the leading edge of that here with some of our faculty and our students.
I know you're also very proud of the fact that we've just announced the Craft Academy, the first class. I know you worked very hard to get this started, and you know we have a lot of people in Frankfort and our local area to thank for having the Craft Academy.
Yeah, it's a wonderful example of bipartisan support in the General Assembly. We had the very strong support, of course, the Senate President, Robert Stivers, the House Majority Floor Leader, Rocky Adkins, and then those men got all of the constituents on both sides of the aisle enthusiastic about this. The basic idea is that we want to have for our students, particularly in eastern Kentucky, southern Kentucky, central and northern Kentucky, an option similar to the Gatton Academy at Western Kentucky University, a really high-performing high school where students that are interested in science, technology, engineering, math, and related fields can come and receive the last 2 years of their high school education, their junior and senior year, in a residential program here on campus, and also earn about 60 hours of college credit simultaneously. It is a tremendous opportunity for those students that love math and science in particular.
And really you have to think about how Joe Kraft was raised in Hazard. And he's given so much to a lot of universities in the state, but to give what he gave in a donation to Morehead State and to keep the promise that that he will support it, it was only natural to name it after him.
Well, it was. And when I met with Mr. Kraft on several occasions, I mean, he's a very, very genuine, sincere, and humble person. And he told me that he grew up, of course, in Perry County in Hazard. His dad was an attorney there. But he had an opportunity to see what was available to students in that region as a young man growing up and what they did not have. And he was very enthusiastic about having a top-performing high school like this in the region that could serve some of these advanced students. And then he said something else to me that I'll never forget. He said, you know, I've been very fortunate in business. I've been successful. And now I want to turn that success into creating opportunities for others to help them achieve what they want to do with their goals and objectives. And I think we should all take note of that kind of a philanthropic orientation.
And of course, students will be coming to campus in August, and that's 60 spots already settled, 36 counties involved in that, and we want to get more counties involved. Of course, the second class will come in, the juniors will be seniors, and they'll always rotate. They're going to have their own dorm on campus, a residence hall, and be able to have their own life in the residence hall. And also, you know, just for parents, they'll be monitored 24/7.
Yes, these students will be in a residence hall, Grody Thompson Hall. We're going to do some refurbishment there beginning in May. It'll be ready for the students when they arrive in August. We'll have 60 in the first class, as you've mentioned. Good representation from 36 counties. The Craft Academy is a statewide program, so we're going to work hard in our recruiting efforts this next year to try to reach out to other counties. But I think the practical reality is we're going to attract a lot of students from our region because they might be willing to travel to Morehead. Their parents might be willing to let the students come and live here if they can get to them when they want to see them. Whereas they might not be as willing to send them to Western Kentucky and be, you know, 5 hours away or 6 hours away from home. So we think location is very, very important. Completely paid for by the generosity of taxpayers in Kentucky through a general appropriation of $2.3 million, which we'll receive beginning July 1st, and then the $4 million gift from Joe Kraft to supplement that state appropriation. So this is really a big deal. In fact, some have said to me, Jason, this is a transformative thing for Morehead State University, and I really believe that.
I know the fact that we provide a great education here at Morehead State University, but we also try to help them once they graduate. I'm just in awe of this spring career fair and the fall career fair. Career services at Morehead State University, it just grows. They had 92 organizations in the fall. 503 students came, gave resumes to employers, and got a one-on-one contact to maybe get a job once they graduate here.
Yeah, I want to give credit there to Vice President Jim Shaw and the director, Julia Hawkins, and her team. They have built a wonderful enterprise there that's all about serving students. So they'll help with resume preparation to make sure students have an appropriate resume. They'll help with clothing decisions and make sure students understand when you go to an interview how you need to be professionally prepared. They'll help with interviewing skills. And then most importantly, as you noted, they've been very active in attracting industries and businesses to come here to meet our students, and we're having great success with that.
So we talk about students in high school, talk about getting them ready to come to Morehead State. While they're here, they're getting a good education, and then trying to help them as they further and start their career, and that's what it's all about. You know, from one end to the other, you have to have programs, you have to have the specialty, you know, like a career services to be able to offer students everything they need.
Well, we do, and we've invested a good bit of money in the last couple of years in what we're calling central advising. Every college now in the university, the four colleges, each have a core of central advisors. They supplement the work that the faculty do. The goal there is to make sure that as students start into a discipline in the college, they're advised centrally to get them started properly. Then as they matriculate in their junior and senior years, there'll be a handoff to the faculty, because really our faculty are the most knowledgeable about career orientation within their disciplines. The goal, though, is to make sure students don't fall through the cracks. You know, that they're advised properly. They have someone that they can relate to if they have issues or challenges or problems in their lives or in their academic work, so we can guide them and keep them in school. And improving our retention is one of the strategic goals we have for the university, and I think we're on the path to doing that as well.
When you listen to the students, that's how the Recreation and Wellness Center came to be. The students wanted it, but then you take a look at the new projects here, $48.3 million in project. A lot of that was the fact the students told you they wanted more parking, and, you know, $48.3 million, this campus will be just totally new in the next few years.
Well, Jason, my whole philosophy of being a university president is to pay attention to the important stakeholders. We're here first and foremost to serve students. That's what we're about. If we didn't have students, none of us would have jobs. The other important stakeholders, of course, are our faculty. You can't have a great university without great faculty. And then we have staff persons that serve the academic community, the co-curricular community. So we have a community of people, all very important. To the issue of serving students, one of the reasons I love to sit with them, and I go to the alumni tower a couple times a month and just pick random groups of students and sit and talk. I do the same at ADUC. I want to hear how their experience at Morehead State University is going. And so through those informal ways and then formal surveys we've done with students, they really told us there are four things they'd like us to improve. They'd like better housing, better food service, better parking, and better technology. Well, we'd all like those things. So as you mentioned, we recently broke ground for two big projects on campus. One is a new parking garage and food service facility. We're calling it Dining Commons. And the other is a new residence hall, which will have 550 beds in suite-style arrangement. These come directly out of what the students have asked us to do, and they will be game changers for us. In the end, we're not going to have more beds than we started with when we engaged in that housing master plan. We'll have the same number of beds, but they will all have been renovated, or there'll be new beds.
Yeah, and the fact that the last dorm built here was in the late 60s.
1969.
Yeah, and so when you put that new facility up, it's going to be a shining part of this campus. You know, they'll be probably wagering to see who can get a room in the residence hall.
Well, I think that'll be true. I mean, new attracts a lot, and this is designed according to what students told us they'll want. There'll be suites with appropriate spaces for living and for gathering and studying and the like. And it's the kind of housing we need to have a robust on-campus living, learning community.
Also, a new residence hall out at the Derrickson Ag Complex. The fact that that's one maybe of our hidden secrets, and now they're going to have the students going to have a new residence hall out there.
We believe, from what students have told us, that they would like to live out there. Many bring their own horses to campus. We have many students that work at the farm, and it is truly a learning, living campus environment. It's a beautiful place for students to learn about the science of agriculture and the science of animal science and the like. We have a robust Black Angus herd. We have a registered swine herd. We have sheep. And as you know, we raise tilapia in our farm ponds and shrimp, as well as a whole host of vegetables and fruits there and at the Browning Orchard. This is a great learning, living laboratory.
And, of course, coming up in December, the Adrian Dorn University Center will get the second phase done. That's been funded technically for several years, but the money has never been appropriated by Frankfurt, but now that's a green line.
With sticky spaces in there, as they call them, where students will want to stick, you know, and come together in small groups and study, so it'll have informal as well as formal spaces, a facility large enough where when Enrollment Services brings a group of high school kids and 100 students or so, and you want to bring them into a theater and show them a video about the university and orient them before we take them on campus, it'll have space like that. Much better options for food and venues that meet the needs of students. So it is going to be a fabulous renovation, and it'll change campus life on this campus in very significant ways. So it took a few years. You know, in 2005 in January when I started, the first thing we did was revise the campus strategic plan. Then we created a master plan for housing, and you can see the results of that. We've renovated 6 residence halls. We're getting ready to build this new structure that we talked about and the like, and that all is the result of planning. We've been very fortunate during this time, really, of tremendous economic challenges in Kentucky, that we've had strong advocates in the General Assembly that have helped us acquire the funding or the authorization necessary to do this work. So, for example, you know, Representative Rocky Adkins, who is a Morehead State University alum, has been very, very strident in his support of Morehead State. He helped us acquire the funding for the Share Building, Space Science Building, now the renovation to ADUCT. And then in addition to that, he's been a champion for us receiving authorization to go out and borrow agency bonds, those being funded by the students through their living in the spaces that we're renovating and so forth. You know, Senator Walter Blevins was in the General Assembly, very supportive of that, now Rowan County Judge Executive, and a host of others, you know, Senator Robin Webb, Jill York, and now, you know, the landscape has changed with the members, but we've always had very strong regional support from the people that care about Morehead State and what our history is and how we benefit the region.
Well, we've talked about the buildings and grounds, the changes that's going to come. Morehead State's also doing a self-study to try to align the educational programs to meet 2015 and beyond.
Yeah, you know, in our line of work, there's always a need to keep our curriculum fresh across the entire university. The challenge there is to make sure everything that we offer has viability in our case in the 21st century, that the programs meet the expectations of employers, that they are that we will create citizens that can be fully engaged in a global economy. And so I asked the provost and the academic leadership to review the programs at the university and to determine whether or not they met those current and future expectations. And if they did not, to recommend changes that could be made in them, or to perhaps sunset those that were no longer viable. And then the third leg of that, of course, is what new programs do we need? The first two items are being considered in the current self-study, and I think beginning this summer, the provost has outlined a strategy to ask faculty to bring to the table proposals for new program development. And I am really looking forward to that. As a result of our budget work that's currently going on, I want to be sure we try to set aside some money that can be used for new program development. We need to hear from our faculty who know the most about what programs should be offered that are 21st century leading programs. My expectation is the summer we'll have some proposals that will come forward, and we're going to continue to do that process into the future so that we can bring programs to the university that will attract students here, because we'll have something perhaps unique at Morehead State University that will lead the university into the middle of the 21st century. A baccalaureate degree today will yield on average more than $1 million in lifetime earnings compared to the student that only has an associate degree or a high school degree. So an investment of, say, $22,000 to earn an additional million sounds like a great investment. Most students coming to the university receive discounts in the forms of Keys scholarships, transfer scholarships, alumni scholarships, and a host of other ways that we try to reduce the cost to the students. It's very significant.
Well, we'll come back. We'll wrap up this program of Shaping Appalachia after we take this time out.
The Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State is a dual-credit residential high school experience, offering select juniors and seniors the opportunity to enter one of the top public universities in the South. Students engage in research projects with a unique focus on entrepreneurship and innovation, creativity and design, civic and regional engagement. Tuition, housing, and meals are provided at no cost. Visit online, morehedstate.edu/craft-academy.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military can discover much more in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove the barriers to your education by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. You have done so much for our country. MSU wants to do much more for you. Visit morehedstate.edu/veteran for more information.
Jason Blanton, along with President of Morehead State University, Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, I'd like to mention the 2015 Kentucky Veterans Expo will be held at the Boyd County High School. That's on I-64, exit 185, on Friday, June 26th at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this is the third annual, and this is a great event that Morehead State puts on.
It's a terrific event, Jason, and it's recognition that we as a university embrace and celebrate the great work that veterans have done for on behalf of our country. This expo brings together employers, entities that provide services across the board that veterans can take advantage of. And its intended purpose and goal is to help veterans know they have lots of options to advance themselves, whether in a present career or to seek out new careers. And so it's a way for us to give back. I'm very proud of Lieutenant Colonel retired Max Ammons. Max was our professor of military science here, and he's been terrific at taking the responsibility for this. And, of course, he has a heart for veterans as well.
Of course, you can go to KentuckyVetExpo.org for more information, or just go to the Morehead State webpage at morehedstate.edu and then find the military initiatives, and they'll have all the information there, too. Well, we've caught up and talked a little bit about Morehead State and the great things that's going on now and the great things that are happening. I appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.